Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Controlling costs down on the ranch. Back on that today in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So, that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
Rick Macon is with the King Ranch Institute for Ranch Management at the Texas A&M Kingsville campus. He says that when you start talking about a systems approach to ranch management, one of the keys is to know and understand which expenses are really the big ticket items. Rick says if you're able to control costs on those major expenses, that can make a real difference in your bottom line.
Those big three costs that always come to the top are feed, labor, and depreciation. And so as we think about leverage points, we need to be looking at those big ticket items, because small changes in a big ticket item make a big difference, as opposed to, let's say, in that SPA database, hired labor was 5% of the annual cost. If we can make a big difference on a 5% item and still not affect a big change in the overall system. So that's a part of leverage, admitting, number one, knowing what those big ticket items are in terms of production costs, and then where can we find leverage within each one of those? The other thing that I pointed out and spent a lot of time talking about were what we call mental models, and that's those beliefs and biases, prejudices that we have. And one of the things that comes to the surface in systems thinking is, you know, you can develop the most elaborate systems thinking dynamics plan and identify those leverage points. But if there are beliefs, mental models that we hold dearly that we're unwilling to let go that conflict with those leverage points, then our systems thinking effort has been maybe all for naught. And so that's the toughest part oftentimes, is admitting we have those prejudices, biases, long-term beliefs that are typically oftentimes flawed and sometimes just not true. Letting go of those is oftentimes the grandest challenge in solving complex ranch problems.
And Rick Macon says there are two phrases that you have to really be careful about when you start thinking about how to best manage your ranch operation, given the challenging times that we have here in 2016 and in the years ahead.
You know, we've never done it this way, or we've always done it this way. Those are huge mental models that stand in the way of progress oftentimes, is when we're willing to give up tradition and what has worked in the past, and thereby admit that even though it worked in the past and was a solution in the past, it may not be a solution for the challenge that faces us today.
Rick adds that the successful cattle producer is paying a lot of attention to the weather, because things can change very quickly from abundant rainfall to no rainfall.
Our environment's always changing. Our challenges are always going to change. So if we're going to be successful and sustainable in managing the resources that are entrusted to us, we got to be flexible and change and adapt our management to the production environment that we're given.
As far as the future of agriculture is concerned, Macon is one who believes it's a situation where we find the glass half full, not half empty.
I think the future for agriculture as a whole is very, very bright. Admittedly, if you're on the crop side, it's tough to make money with any of the staples, wheat, corn, cotton, grain sorghum, soybeans, it's all tough right now. We had a phenomenal year in the beef cattle industry last year, especially on the cow-calf side. Things don't look so bright now, but agriculture's always had its challenges, and I would contend maybe that's a good time for the younger folks to get in when it's tough. If you can survive that and learn the lessons that are going to be afforded you there, then when the good times come, you're prepared to take advantage of those. In contrast, you get in when it's great, you get in last year and you think, wow, this is a piece of cake, then you're not anticipating and looking forward and trying to anticipate what those complex problems and the changes that are that you're inevitably going to face in agriculture, you're not anticipating what those might be. So you rest on the current when you know the future is going to be different.
Rick Macon from the King Ranch Institute. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbor, you are invited to Chris Black's annual Cream of the Crop Fall Sale coming up at the ranch, Crawford, Oklahoma, on Monday, October 24th at 1 p.m. They'll be offering 120 bulls and 70 spring calving heifers. For details on the complete offering, you can go to the website blackherfordranch.com, see the catalog and additional sale information. You can call Chris Black for more information at 580-309-0711. Chris Black's Cream of the Crop sale, Monday, October 24th. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.